Welcome to another episode of The Adventures of Danny and Mike, wherein the fellas discuss tire chains, pub quizzes, and being fame adjacent with special guest Lori Beth Denberg. Now play the music, Churchy. Today, when I drove by on my way here, the guy who routinely sleeps on my sidewalks around the corner in Greenpoint was butt-ass naked, wagging it to the world.
What?
As I went to make a left, and I can't believe
Was he looking at traffic, like wagging, or was he just walking around?
Yeah, and this was not a slow intersection either. This was a corner of Nassau and McGinnis. Luckily, he was a little bit in from McGinnis, otherwise there would have already...
You could have gotten clipped, easy.
Yeah. Oh, well, sure, I would have taken an eyeful, but... Yeah, there could have been bad crashes had he been leaving it out for all to see on McGinnis as opposed to NASA.
So but Mike was 25 minutes late for work because he just watched.
He just kept circling the block.
Just wanted to drink it in. You know how long it takes for a UPS to make a left?
Yeah.
I can't believe that I did this, and I'm going to lose a lot of listeners here.
Whatever it is, we can believe that you did it.
There was like a cop waiting to make a left or something, and I was just like, hey, check out Reach. I looked back as I make a left, and the lights go on, and I didn't see a spotlight.
Wait, so you tattled on him?
Wow, you narked.
You narked him out?
I narked on Rishu.
You've been talking about these guys for like six years.
I can't
years.
Believe you narked him out.
Oh, I mean, like,
can't believe
they
that.
Routinely drain public resources by needing EMS and stuff like
this. I was worried.
Just on Tuesday with my mom, we had to like step around him because he was stretched out full length across the sidewalk.
Oh.
Not even nice enough to put his head like up on a doorstep or something like that.
I like that you said the nickname that you personally have for this guy, and you said that to the cop. Hey, check back there for Rishu. I thought he would have thrown the lights on for you to be like, what are you, drunk, sir? The hell is this Rishu crap? Nobody knows what you're talking about.
I used to call him Popeye for a long time before I found out his name. I used to have...
And Rishu comes from what?
He's Polish. It's like an affectionate diminutive contraction of some kind.
Aww.
Like maybe
is that what his dick looked like?
Yeah, at that point, it was
affectionate diminutive contraction.
I mean, it had clearly been tanned along with the rest of him. That was what was interesting.
That means that he's done it more than once.
Yeah, exactly.
If his whole ding dong is all.
Why do you think I narked so quickly and they hit the lights so quick?
Well,
reflex.
Before we get into too much more of hobo penises, let's start the show. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hi there.
And to his right, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
Thank you.
And our guest, once again for the entire hour, Miss Lori Beth Denberg.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, LB. Welcome back, LB.
And I'm Jeremy. Welcome to the show. Thank you all for tuning in very much. I hate to interrupt your hobo dick story there, but no?
It wasn't going anywhere. It was just kind of drooping from there.
Right.
Jeez. Oh, my.
Okay. Get out.
Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Okay. Well, this has nothing to do with our guest. This has nothing to do with hobo penis. This has
everything to do with Seltzer King Studio.
Kind of, because I scraped my knee. We talked about this on the last podcast.
I fell down.
It was raining. The curb has like a metal front, and when it's raining, I stepped on it and hit my knee.
Shit.
Danny laughed instantly.
I did laugh. I wasn't there, but he told me what happened, and I laughed, and I was like, that's embarrassing.
Very. Well, I didn't care. But
embarrassing that your good friend laughed at your misfortune.
Yeah. That is. I also took it that way.
But I let it go. I put some stuff on it, you know, like I cleaned it up. Thought it was fine.
Now you've got
gangrene. Later, it doubled in size.
Let me see. Let me see, Hobbles.
And
oh, my God. I was here yesterday.
Oh, my God.
I was here yesterday. His knee was his left knee and his right knee were disproportionate in size.
Yeah, they still are. I mean,
so
it's
they're
still
swelling.
Yeah. So just there's
the
swelling.
One. I think just the one.
I think what happened.
I'm talking about Rishu's dick.
Very little.
I'm talking about Rishu's dick. Then we can dig it.
Anyway, I got tetanus shot. I got
tetanus shot from the curb cladding.
I got tetanus shot, two different kinds of antibiotics, and antibiotic cream.
Good, good, good.
Were they like, what the hell happened to your knee?
No.
Or they were like, did you not put enough stuff on it? You said I did it.
Did you walk, my dick friend?
Did you walk into?
And they said, "Why were you on your knees with Danny?"
All I said to him was, "The day that I laughed at him, I said, just make sure you keep it clean. That's disgusting that it was on that fucking sidewalk on the curb."
And then
I would clean it. I guess
no.
We should record a lot of episodes in case Jeremy gets a staph infection.
Yeah,
we should really record a lot of
and
episodes.
cut together the memoriam reel just real quick in case.
We're kind of pre-selecting the hits right now. Jeremy, what's your
favorite memory of Jeremy, Lori Beth?
My favorite memory of Jeremy is
puking in the ocean.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Huge
was being there as the only supportive member in his life.
Thank you.
To hear about the puking in the ocean.
Everybody else had a problem with that.
You can go back to the last episode with Lori Beth. You can hear all about me puking in the ocean with the current.
I was going to say you were right on the border between Venice and Santa Monica, so we couldn't figure out whose responsibility it was.
Right. Do you call the city of Los Angeles or Santa Monica?
Well, it was open waters. You can puke anywhere. It's not illegal.
Where the 10, the 2, 10, and the 57 meet.
Yeah, it's where you raging see waters.
All the 10 to 12 year old kids drinking in the ocean because they're allowed to.
Wow. Yeah.
Because you just can.
Really? Oh, I guess it's Yahtzee, right? International waters.
Yahtzee.
Roadie.
Oh, international. Well, I said open waters.
But you got to get how many miles out, you think, to gamble?
I always think it's like 0.5 before I start just
gambling,
murdering,
monkey knife fight.
Yeah.
I'm a half mile off. I can do whatever the fuck I want now.
Okay. I heard that down in Sheepshead Bay that party boats get like a little intense after people land, like. You get on the marina and you go on this boat, and just like people getting back from the party boats at 8:00 in the morning were a bit rowdy.
I'm nostalgic for those days.
No, I'm not. I don't think I've ever gone on a party boat. I don't think I've ever gone on a cruise.
I've never been on a cruise.
Cruise, LB?
I've never been on a cruise. I was just talking about how I might like to go.
Okay. So we won't...
Perhaps if we get a sponsorship, we can do one.
Scientology one that has measles, perhaps.
My favorite memory of Jeremy is when he fell off the cruise boat and we had to turn around and get him.
That's not true.
Oh.
That's not. I would have a little dinghy. I would have a dinghy
you
in the
do
back.
Ask Rishu.
We're back to digs. Dig, hour on the Danny and Mike show with Lord Bad. Dig.
About 5 bullets make contact in all 5 seasons of the A-Team. Only 5 bullets actually hit flesh.
Okay.
And one of them is Murdoch.
Oh.
And they have a whole show just thinking about Murdoch and all the crazy stuff.
Oh, that's the flashback show?
That's their clip show,
Oh, God, she's shot right now. Remember all that funny stuff he did?
Never in the middle of the stomach, always on the side.
Oh, yeah, it can't be vital.
It couldn't be.
And are they in the hospital waiting room as all of this is going down?
That'd be great.
Sitcom style?
Yeah, that'd be great if they're like the janitor's like, come on, lady, you gotta move.
There's always a good bit with the instant coffee machine.
Yeah, exactly.
I took my quarter.
I pity the coffee machine that don't give me my espresso. Mr. T would say espresso.
I love, you're like a Brooklyn guy. I love the relationship between Mr. T and Murdoch, but it's so
homoerotic.
At the same time, it's like it's caring, but they didn't realize how much they care.
I was cognizant enough of the A-Team to dig it. I think I don't know how old I was. When was it? When was the run?
I think it was like 82 to 86 or something like that.
Yeah, so I might have seen some reruns growing up.
Same here.
I know I always thought I like kind of had a little crush on Murdoch.
See? He's the crazy one. Unpredictable. There's a little Murdoch.
I didn't necessarily understand that it was. I was like, but aren't they bad guys?
Right.
But they're not.
They're on the run.
They're on the run.
So they got to be.
Yeah. So, you know, now I look back and I see the entire, you know, social implications and the metaphor that the show was trying to make and the subtext and the context of what it was.
I can appreciate this.
Or that it was just.
It reminds me of like the Bundy Ranch in Oregon or whatever. It's, you know, just taking over, just on the run, taking shit over.
The Bunny Ranch in Nevada?
The Bunny Ranch, yeah.
Mm.
A I'm not, no.
Where they have Michael's picture up and says, do not, take checks.
Bad, passed bad. Yeah. Three forms of ID. Needed.
Checks are almost irrelevant at this point.
Absolutely.
It's getting to the point where that nobody needs them.
Well, you
my landlord still needs them, ironically enough.
And my dad doesn't do anything without them. Yeah.
I was going to say, when's the last time you paid for a rub and tug without a check, is my question.
Well, I have never. Thanks, Mike, for bringing that up.
I've never sent a dick pic. Let's get some.
I haven't either.
Let's get some.
Drink.
Yeah. Exactly. Let's get some. What do you call it? It's out Oopsies. Of the way. Yeah. Some confessions. Oh, Danny's not drinking.
Because that's because I sent dick pics?
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. Do you have to drink if you have done the thing?
I forget how this game
I don't know.
Goes.
I don't play drinking games. I just, if I'm going to drink, I'm going to drink.
Yeah.
It's not a game.
I don't care about
the conversation just slows it down. it makes your
I'm not drinking fast enough because I'm trying to answer these goddamn questions.
Yeah, you're just like, I can still remember. I'm not drinking fast enough. Yeah, still remember.
Why can I answer all these trivia questions if I'm drinking?
Exactly.
Oh,
pub quiz. Kind of a weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do we import it from elsewhere, or do we make it up here? Trivia night. Did it like
that's interesting?
Did it emerge from people's heads simultaneously all around the world?
Is that a fact check?
I guess it is.
You can fact check.
Typically,
if you like.
I get three fact checks. It's like spins on Press Your Luck.
Okay,
and I so can, you get them too.
I can pass.
I recently watched the Press Your Luck on YouTube with that guy who cheated but didn't cheat.
The system?
Guy, yeah. And it went to two episodes. It was fairly thrilling.
Weren't you feeling it?
I was feeling it.
That is awesome.
And
I
heard the story.
Is it cheating if you figured out what the?
No. They
Lori, Beth, and Danny are here, and you said figure it out. Drink.
Damn it.
All of
no, the slime. he was ruled. He got his money. He didn't cheat.
He got his money.
Yeah, he didn't cheat.
They
were like, he didn't cheat. We can't see how.
He's just extremely good.
Yeah.
He just figured out the rhythm and the repetition.
That's
so crazy.
It's pretty crazy when you watch it. You see the other two contestants.
Probably should get twice the money for it.
Getting really pissed.
Well, no, at some point they're just, at first they're like, whoa, and then they're like, huh? And then they just kind of sit there.
They recede into their seats like, oh, I'm not going to be playing
and
this
the lady's
one.
Like, you know, buffing her nails or something, and the guy is just working on his taxes.
I see like a Mike Tyson's Punch-Out type training montage where the guy is like working two remotes of VCRs. Like, but at that point, VCRs had wired remotes. You know what I mean? They were attached to the thing. So he's just like, fing, 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 and he's got a headband on. For the listener.
Wired remotes on VCRs? I didn't remember that.
Whoa.
They were wired remotes on VCRs.
Well, you probably grew up with kitchen disposal too, didn't you?
No. Okay. We barely had a kitchen.
Well, that's true. Yeah, we cooked in the yard.
Where? Iowa? Ohio?
Ohio. Very good memory.
One of those other four-letter words.
He had to take VCRs out and unspin them and put them into a reel-to-reel.
It's unspool stuff.
Yeah, it's direct format. It just works both ways.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
The pub quiz was established in the UK in the 1970s, mainly by a company called Burns & Porter, to get people into pubs on quieter nights, which is exactly what they still do to this day.
Yeah.
To get them into pubs.
It's not meant. You're a Simpsons trivia.
You rule the school.
I do rule the school. We've had some hiccups this year. We were first January and February. This is me and my teammate / boyfriend, Tyler. And then the rest of the month so far, we've gotten second or third.
I watched you guys for like 2 hours in February when I was at your place.
Yeah.
And they were going over Simpsons trivia questions and it was out of control.
Yeah.
I could not believe it. Like,
I'd found all these like Simpsons trivia cards that I'd gotten. I mean, probably
ages,
in the 90s.
Ages ago.
And I was like, oh, neat. And so I'd found them all in my home. And I was like, Tyler, we got to go through these. And we were doing them in the car on the way to Tahoe when we hit a snowbank.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of the one where Ned and Homer are trapped and they're frozen and they start hallucinating because they're in the car and he hits a hydrant.
That one's
the
called
snow.
Skinner's Sense of Snow.
Skinner's Sense of Snow.
Wow.
See?
Wow. That's
crazy.
Steel trap mines.
Yes.
Do you want to talk about your accident?
Oh, I'm happy to. The couch is a little wet right now, but I mean, I feel like I'm with friends. He had planned a trip to Lake Tahoe for my birthday.
Nice.
Which was in early February. This was President's Day weekend. And it was during that ridiculously bad, worst snow of the universe debacle. But
we're talking full on snow in the Angelinos Mountains. Like you fly into LAX and you see snow capped mountains all around you.
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about.
And then we were going, I mean, it was literally the worst idea, but to go. But our hotel was non-refundable.
As they sometimes are.
Yeah. So we decided to go, and it's like, well, if we can't get there, we'll turn around. We stopped where people were stopping to put on chains. We'd gotten chains.
The Donner Pass.
And these guys helped us put on the chains, and we were like, oh, you know, thanks, can we pay? And it turned out they were really sweet, but it was the first time they'd ever put on chains. And they didn't look right. And so we continued down the road a little bit to an like official, like the guys you pay to put on the chains. And we're like, let's check in with them. And the guy was really cool. He's like, yeah, these are on backwards. And so
it would have added snow to your tires.
You would have punctured your tires had you gotten any farther.
So he hooked us up and we felt a little cocky. And then
here, take some Simpsons trivia cards, sir.
Sir. And then he said, thank you, m'lady. But then we slipped on some black ice, slid, and just plowed into a snowbank. In the middle of nowhere, in Lee Vining, California. Yeah. I think it was California, not Nevada.
This is right on the Nevada border.
Yeah.
This is after you put the tire chains or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
Second time.
Wow.
So after the, chains were on.
It's
normally.
Very good that you didn't break down in Lee Scratch Perry, California.
Yeah.
Because you just hear chickens and roosters and reggae all the time.
It was literally nowhere. It was the entire weekend. I mean, we could do a series of podcasts on it. Every step of the way was just a huge challenge. It was an adventure. I need to write it out. And the point of me writing it out is,
so you
how
can come
much,
on podcasts and,
yes,
and recant
no,
it?
I would assign
my
blame.
My end game is how much the hotel, how much we would have lost on the hotel versus how much it cost us after like extra hotel rooms and staying there too late and the deductible on the car.
Wasn't there like a car share issue?
You took a cartouche there?
Not a share, like an Uber or a Lyft or something.
The night after we crashed, we ended up hanging out in Lee Vining and getting a hotel room. But then his insurance called and said, you know, we can get you a tow tonight to Carson City, Nevada.
Nevada. I was waiting for you to say Carson, California. Like, are we going to hang out?
No,
with the
Carson, Nevada, which got us closer to, you know, then that's more of a place we can decide what we're going to do from there. So that was over a 2-hour ride.
Isn't that the capital?
Tow truck. I don't know.
Come on.
I didn't go to school.
Go ahead.
And so we have this random ride till 2 in the morning, and then we're finally in Carson. He drops us off like in the city, and then he's going to take the tow truck guy, the car. So we call an Uber from where we are to take us up to Lake Tahoe, and this guy picks us up. And he was just immediately like really confrontational in a weird way. We get in the car. Granted, it's 2:00.
Where's your tires?
Carson, Nevada.
Where's your chain?
Nevada or Nevada?
Nevada.
It's Nevada.
It's Nevada, right?
We got
in trouble.
And we get in the car, and the first thing he says is, I hope you're prepared to spend some money.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what? Yeah. And he was like, you know, because I didn't know this, you know, and I can't make any money coming back. And like this whole thing that was like really bordering on threatening.
Yeah, that's not your problem.
It was really fucking un-Uber-like.
When you get the captive audience.
Sometimes. Yeah. And so, and then I'm like, And then he's just kind of arrogant, you know, the whole way up. He's like, yeah, well, my car, and some people can't. I'm like, you're arrogant for an Uber driver at 2 a.m. in Carson, Nevada.
Carson City.
I've been waiting on this moment my whole life.
Oh, to
suckers.
What,
to let some frustrations out or to...
It's been 4.5 days since someone plowed into that snow embankment. I want some money.
All that,
it was just wrong. Tyler did complain because I was like, I'm going to call them. And he got his money back. But, and that guy has to be an Uber driver in Carson, so maybe the best revenge is living a good life.
Carson City.
So when you're...
Or it could just be Carson.
I think it was just Carson.
And a Carson City, bro.
What?
I mean...
Get the map.
If you weren't there, let LB just tell the story. And
Jeremy,
can...
there's a big difference between Carson, California, and Carson City.
Yes, Nevada,
I don't think
baby.
We have to fact check that. Yes, I believe that's correct.
Nope.
We can just shut it down.
I drove from Salt Lake City.
This interview is over.
Clearly, if you had read my book, you would have known what questions to ask.
Your book, On the Road, by Jack Harlow.
Are you topically quoting Ben Shapiro right now?
Yes.
That's disgusting.
When we all drove from the
Salt Lake City to
Sundance Film Festival to San Fran.
Where's that?
It's outside of Salt Lake City. It's 12 hours. The guy I was driving with insisted on driving with the window down the whole time so he didn't fall asleep.
Aww.
A full day of the window down would drive me crazy.
It was in January.
That would drive my nipples crazy.
Whoa. But it's not false. I mean,
but what,
we were chafed by the time we got out of that.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
This was like a taxi taking you 12 hours?
No, just a friend. Driving with friends.
Okay. We were just making sure.
Former friend. Because the whole window.
Still talk.
Yeah. Did you have, like, was it your personal car you took or was it a rental?
No, it was my boyfriend's car.
So I always wonder about, because I talk about that I have a doomsday.
He's a go bag
prepper. Not a doomsday prepper, but I have like a bag, like a, what are they called? The get out
bag. Oh, shit bag.
Yeah.
Just
the bug out bag.
You would just have to pray if you were a doomsday prepper. You wouldn't have to do anything.
No, I'd have to have like an underground tunnel system with like, you know, food.
Were you a fan of Blast from the Past?
Mm-hmm.
Was that Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
No. Oh, was it?
Was it Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
That was Encino Man.
Don't wheeze the juice.
Anyway, my question was if you had prepared at all, because I'm big at like preparing to make sure, you know, if I'm going somewhere snowy, I'm gonna have a blanket in there, maybe if I think of it, blanket in there, maybe some socks, extra socks.
Yeah, well, we were packed.
You're going
for the weekend
for vacation.
Right.
Yeah, we were packed for the weekend, so we had that kind of stuff. The one thing we happened to have, which didn't come into play, was this really sweet axe.
Oh, man.
That I'd gotten him for Christmas. This whole thing, and it had gloves and the cane. I'm so proud of it.
It's like a Walking Dead
thing. I'll show
you
a picture.
Walking Dead.
I'll show
axe.
You a picture. No, it's about 14 inches long.
Hey.
It has a maul, and so it has some.
What are we talking about, Rishu's dick again?
Yeah, right? Yeah, it was thick on one end and then tapered to a sharp point.
That sounds like the axe.
Yeah.
And constantly surrounded by cop lights.
Exactly. So we had that going on, which just would have been awesome if we needed to use it for something, but it didn't come into play. It just happened to be in his trunk next to the
you
dead girl's
killed,
body.
You could have killed you. I was going to say you could have killed the Uber driver.
Yeah, you could have killed the driver.
By that time it's... Oh, the other funny part of this story, though, that would be the cutaway recurring joke in a movie, is that we had gotten... In Lee Vining, we went to the restaurant.
In town.
Yeah, it was literally a strip. It was it was called Nicely's, and we had a very... It was just lovely, and it's one of those, you know, memories. But I wasn't hungry... Because I'd fallen down on the snow. I'd slipped and on the way into the restaurant and hurt myself. And I was all, and I wasn't that hungry, but I'm like, I better get something because who knows what's going to happen. So I got like a chicken dinner that had all these trimmings and fixings. And it was in the car. And then they towed the car away. And after a while, I was like, did you take that chicken out? And he's like, nope. So the whole weekend it was like, well, you better tell them about the chicken. Luckily, it was like super cold.
And it kept preserved.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's not like we got it back at the end 2 weeks later, but it would have been that thing where you kept cutting back to the chicken and it's like, and then it's like frozen and then it's being eaten by a raccoon. And then, you know,
the raccoon is being eaten by a bear.
Yeah. And then the button after the credits is just like the chicken reanimating because it's, you know.
Oh, that kind of sounds like you broke down in wintertime Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, a little bit.
I think I, what do you call it? Idealize that show a little too much.
You do? I've never seen it.
I find it entertaining.
Do you enjoy it more than Life?
No, I like Life better.
Oh, good.
The Cinnamon good. Life is my favorite.
Because we were going to then say you have to go to, you know, what? We have to put you away for watching Schitt's Creek too much. So,
I would have to, what do you
what
call it?
What a friggin' hack, Mike.
I would have
yeah,
to.
Yeah, what a friggin' hack.
Oh, man.
What?
Just in case this still makes it in, I had said prior to this podcast, hey, can you edit stuff out? Because if I might need to cough because I've been a little sick. So just now what I did was, as the conversation was coming to a close, I put both of my hands up to these
which
three
means,
gentlemen.
Which means shut up.
Which stop. Means stop. And then I turned away from the mic to cough. Mm-hmm. Meaning that would be edited out and then the conversation could continue.
And I kept talking.
Except for Mike, who sees me turning and I'm already in the middle of coughing and he's like, so anyway.
Audio bloopers.
Read the room, Mike.
Audio bloopers.
LB, story of our lives.
I know.
He's like
Jeremy and Danny fully understood. Yeah,
Danny's like, you just have to visit with this. I have to live with this.
Yeah, exactly.
Every other Tuesday, at least.
Yeah.
Every other day.
Well,
every other day of the week yeah, is
I think
fine.
Jeremy's trying to steer the conversation towards something.
I'm going
to
talk about myself again.
Okay. about the time you diarrhea
yeah, you
in
had
a river?
Yeah.
No, puke in the ocean, diarrhea in the river. I did have it recently. Let's not talk about that, though.
Okay.
So on top of this leg thing.
Then why bring it up at all?
That's true. On top of this leg thing.
We got 33 minutes left.
A couple
on
minutes.
Top of this leg thing.
A couple episodes ago, I talked
I
about
also have
getting some speeding tickets around the holidays.
Oh, no.
Danny, or no. These are moving violations. Both improper left turns two times. Paid the one. The other one, Danny's like, you should pay it. Just pay it right away. Don't try to fight it. Just pay it. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Didn't do that.
Uh-oh.
They pulled my license.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
They pulled your license?
Yes.
Are you currently licensed?
No, I have it back, but it was it almost
that cost. Yeah,
it almost doubled in
yeah.
price.
Bro, what does it feel yeah. like yeah. when they pull your license? Did
it
you
feels.
Get mail, did you get mail or an email or something?
I got the letter out there. I got a very angry letter saying, "You fucked
sorry,
up.
You gonna fucked
have to,
up.
Gonna have
you
to gotta, come down
you
on
gotta
you.
You gotta take care of it.
Yeah.
I got
unless you have a chance to fight it, and if you
yeah.
do that, right. then. It stops it for that moment.
I got a fix-it ticket a couple years ago.
Had
because
light or
my,
something?
No, my registration was lapsed mm-hmm. for months. And I kind of didn't know because I choose not to know things.
I think that's
but,
where
so then the cop, you know, basically used to be a fix-it ticket. And I got the registration right away, but never appeared. I never went to court to clear it up.
And by the way, it's registered now.
This was years ago. It's been registered a few times since then. But so I found out from my insurance agency who sent me a letter a long time after saying, we can't insure you anymore because your license is suspended.
Oh, that's how you found out.
That's how I found out my license was suspended.
The state didn't let you know.
Not that I know of. I mean, it was a surprise.
If you would have gotten the letter I got.
Oh, no. You know what? They didn't tell me that. They just said, we can't insure you anymore. And then they called and
go
I
ask,
called them.
Go ask California.
Yeah. Talk to California.
So by
it.
The time that all happened and I got my shit together to like deal with it, the fine was like over $800.
Oh,
jeez.
I got lucky.
Yeah.
California in
well,
particular
look at that
is
knee.
A state that really, really yeah. hands it to you with
but
these sort of things.
I went and had like. So I went afterwards, not to fight it, but right. like, what can I do?
Yes, mea culpa. Yeah.
And this judge was like super cool and she was like fun. But there was a guy who was a dick and she was like really very subtly giving it to him. So I was really impressed with her. But she, you know, I paid, she brought the fine down to like 200 something And then I said, well, can I do community service?
Yes.
And she was like, yeah, you can.
Ultimate LA.
So it ended up being like $50 or something with fees and whatever. And then I worked at a religious thrift store.
Ooh.
Oh.
For like however many hours I did.
Did you buy anything from that thrift store?
I did not. Oh. I managed to make, but they had cool shit, man. I would take you there.
Imagine Katy Perry was forced to sell her old outfits to support the nuns.
Yeah. That would be good. No, they had a whole rack of like Panda Express shirts, like Dodger Stadium hot dogs, like all this stuff, a lot of scrubs.
Good uniforms.
They had racks
stuff.
And racks of regular clothes. But this one rack in particular was just like super awesome. Like you could have the best Halloween costume.
That's a good way to think.
Yeah, it's like a sketch comedy.
You know what?
Comedy factory.
It is. Honestly, when you come by,
we need a sketch with 17 pairs of scrubs. We need. All right, we got it.
I think you go into the store, look at the clothes, and then write the sketch.
But like a Verizon shirt. Like
definitely.
All kinds of like, you know. Name, not name brand, but whatever the word is.
Whatever your name is. They had Brett's, exactly. They had Mike's, they had Joe's, they had
Bort's.
Bort's. Even Bort's. Excuse me.
Bort yes. Shorts?
My son's name is Bort.
My son's name is also Bort.
Is that a Simpsons reference?
What do you think?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Wait, it might be my son's also named Bort. Yeah, that's how serious.
She's talking about the non-syndicated version.
LB and I
used to get down about when they went into syndication, which jokes they cut.
Yeah.
Oh, we got. I never thought about that.
We were mad about
Itchy
that.
Itchy and Scratchy Land.
Oh yeah.
Well,
yeah, we got frustrated.
They really
do.
They cut jokes out of.
When you go to syndication,
it's
they
like
need 28. To cut
it's like 28 minutes to 26 minutes or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they have to cut out a couple minutes of stuff from syndication. So
all your favorite jokes are not there.
Yeah,
are not
and
there
it's,
anymore.
And it's usually like the non sequitur, craziest, funniest, random things because they try to keep the story intact. But right. Apparently, the creative team behind the show has no say in.
Well, that's
those
what I was
going to
ask. They don't have any like
according
input,
to the DVD
a network
commentaries.
Thing?
According to the commentary, which, as we know, are an unimpeachable version of the truth.
Mm-hmm. No, they
right.
Say
if
they
it's
have no...
if it's pressed onto DVD, it's got to be true.
Pretty true.
Yeah,
I agree.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
At first, I kind of thought it was like a Pete and Pete thing where the music you couldn't clear, so it's just sitting in a warehouse, season three for 20
years. Oh, you recorded the commentary and then just didn't release it?
Yeah. But this is a bit different.
Yeah. Pete and Pete was too cool for school. We had all the hot tracks from the 90s.
You got to license those.
And all those bands are like, oh, you want to play our songs again?
Well, we want health insurance.
Did they license them for the actual show?
They licensed them for the show, but then to sell them again on home video.
Yeah, no, like, I understand that, but I just wondered.
Yeah, because it was the
deep it went.
It was the 90s.
How deep is your love?
Well, that's why I had to wait so long for my Daria to come out on DVD.
Right, but then they ended up changing.
They just changed
the
it, and they
yeah,
put in
and
score.
Yeah, they did some of that. They did some of that with Pete. And
yeah,
Pete
and Pete's been re-edited
reason,
in that way to take out some of the more driving music. And
or they just show all that reruns up until when a musical guest would come, and then it's like.
Thank you so much.
See,
we'll
yeah,
see you
exactly.
Next week.
You guys have been a great band. You guys have been great guests.
Next week, The Locks.
Exactly.
Speaking of The Locks, Jeremy.
What about it?
Seems like you've got a new haircut on Locks.
I did. Man, I was hobbling all over this little town today.
You hobbled to the barber?
I took a train to the office, got my paycheck, Put that in the bank. Got a new hard drive for this computer here so we can have really beautiful live streaming stuff. And
coming to you live in 4K.
Got a haircut, got lunch, and I got dinner for me and my lady.
Do you have an infection is
and
my question.
Did you drain, and yes. When did you drain your knee?
Yeah, at what point did you?
Where okay. in the city is there like pus dropping? Where, yes.
That's, well.
Where did you go to your phlebotomist to get the drain?
That's exactly what happened with my foot. I broke my foot. It's probably
can't
2 years
remember.
After we had had done a podcast.
Can't
but,
even remember.
That's what the guy did. He just pushed
the... Is this a thing where you're really being... If there's domestic abuse going on and you just keep...
Yeah, he keeps
coming
falling.
Up with,
yeah, he dropped...
He's very... He keeps saying he's... I'm sorry, guys. I'm just clumsy.
He dropped
less
a car on it at work.
He hit it on the curb. It looks like a fist,
yeah,
sir.
It's really shaped like a fist.
Do you need help when you order pizza? Do you fill in that part that's like, I'm being held hostage?
Oh, there is that
help
on pizza
me?
Things?
Yeah.
Really?
Is it all
pizza? Because like people who kidnap people eat pizza?
Yeah. There's a story about, that's probably, it must be true again, because I saw it on the internet.
It's got to be.
But that she was being held captive and I think by like a boyfriend or husband, someone awful.
Okay.
And she was finally like, let me order pizza. So she ordered pizza online and like in the notes, she was like, I need help. Please call
holy
the police, blah, blah, blah.
Awesome.
So now that's a thing.
Extra
that
cheese,
people,
extra
yeah,
kidnapping.
Exactly. That's a thing that some pizza places have added to their online ordering.
And bars smart. Add angel shots sometimes.
Oh,
if you
yeah.
order an angel shot, they know that that person is having problem at, and
they're having oh. a shitty date.
Yeah, bad
shitty,
date or
shitty
like
first date,
something
shitty blind
that's,
date.
That's inappropriate or uncomfortable. Someone can go to the bar and ask for an angel shot and discreetly call
that's
the
great.
Police or something.
Then you just
nice.
Get a phone, a telephone. It's like a red telephone.
No, they give you the one.
I am so sorry. I got to go.
They give you the one in the cake dome at the diner.
What do they say when that's happening in a butcher shop?
Yeah. It's just dry ice. All they do is put dry ice in a shot
yeah.
glass.
Yeah.
Can I have a lamb's? Can I have a lamb's brains?
Exactly.
Nobody orders that, so they know that that's the reason to. That's the way you call the
do you
cops.
Have any, do you have any vegetarian pork rinds? That's what.
Yeah.
Can I have an Impossible Burger? 911. 911.
Okay.
But who takes their dates to the butcher shop anyway?
Oh
Jeremy?
Yeah, what yeah. is the butcher shop? What? I wasn't paying attention.
Well,
I'm an idiot.
I just thought it would be funny to explore what you might ask for in other venues.
I'd order
a
bucket
a
of blood. I'd order a bucket of blood if
yeah.
it was going badly at a at a butcher shop. Can I get a bucket of blood? It,
for instance,
whoa.
If you went to like Denny's, you
yes.
know they have the ice cream with the smiley face. Is that Denny's? No,
that's IHOP.
No, it's well.
You would
they
order
have it
a frowny,
and then you would order a frowny one. Yeah, you would say, "Hey, can I get a frown?"
Okay, I've been working on this for the last 10 seconds, so
about 15.
Yeah, I might want. Yeah. I would order,
frowny needs to go.
I would order a Rudy Tootie, please rescue
no.
me. A Rudy Tootie, plus and free, fresh and please rescue no. me.
A rapey tapey, fresh and frapey.
Oh, okay, crepey. No, it has to be a crepe.
It's crepey.
Yeah,
crepey.
Yeah,
crepey.
Yeah. Oh boy!
I get sold a lot of things while not watching the A Team, like crepe erase.
Unbelievable! Back to the A Team.
Crepe erase.
Crepe erase is like a is.
Oh,
like
it's like a arepas and crepes together.
Yeah, it's a Venezuelan youth formula. Crepe erase. They're trying to sell you some kind of cosmetic, and then
sounds like Fresh Direct. Crepe erapes.
And what else do I get? Alex Trebek trying to scare me into buying life insurance. Oh my God,
why?
He sells life insurance.
He doesn't need the
you
money.
He does
it's
not.
So sad. I
Alex,
hate that
you
shit.
Don't need it, bro.
The worst is the
old people
already,
trust you.
He's already done it though.
Old people it's, trust you because you have the answers and the questions.
He was,
don't
yeah.
sell
he was
them
making
stuff.
That stuff before he got diagnosed, and so.
No,
what
but
can
he
do about it? He can't call him up and be like, hey, I want to give you some of the money back for the you know, the advertising that you gave
what
me.
What did he get
this.
Diagnosed with?
Alex Trebek?
Yeah.
I thought it was pancreatic.
He's got yeah. pancreatic cancer.
Well, I think he probably got it because he did that commercial.
Damn.
Well,
too soon.
Or he's trying to pull a fast yeah. one over on the entire insurance
right?
company.
Or quite frankly, he's not the only one that does those horrible, horrible things.
That's a good point.
I'm Wilford Brimley.
Yeah.
But the
or
worst,
Fred Thompson.
Or
Alan Thicke. Alan Thicke's a bad one.
What's Fred the former Thompson, the bad talk lawyer. Show host that does all the loans? Montel Williams?
Williams?
God, Montel. Damn it, I hate those.
Yeah. I put $500 cash into your bank account tomorrow.
Also, that stuff really makes me sad. Yeah, so because we probably shouldn't talk about it too much.
Well, because people trust people. It's a problem.
It's just yuckified.
Yeah.
You don't
anyway,
want to
the
you didn't notice.
Yeah.
Thank
when
you.
When George Peppard tried to sell you life insurance.
Died of lung cancer. Moving on. Always loved his cigars.
I know, right? Well, then he should have gotten mouth cancer.
You'd
true,
think.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to inhale cigar smoke. If you're doing that,
which
you've
is why
done it
I can't.
Wrong.
I can't smoke cigars. I can't
because
get past.
You just yeah. You
I
just
love 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 the smell of cigar smoke.
Interesting.
Love it.
So
I like pipe smoke. Cigar smoke.
Pipe smoke
not so
is
much.
Delicious too, but not. Running into a, you know, sophisticated professor comes few and far between.
you're saying there's more Wall Street fat cats out there than professors. Yeah. I always find myself, stuck behind a professor at an Ivy League university and just getting a snoot full of cherry wood.
Oh, that's so delicious.
A snoot full of cherry wood.
What would you call it?
I don't know.
That was the original name for Rishu's album.
Yeah.
Jeez. You're just coming correct today, Michael.
Nice.
I
call him Callback Marona.
So a good.
That's the C stands for callback and Michael C.
Here's a good weird development. I signed a new lease other day on my apartment.
Good.
And then.
Didn't go up.
I had a. No, it went up. It's been gone up every year. I had a.
Like Rishu's dick.
I had Adele
yearly, that's it,
and Gerard no over to my apartment for the first time for dinner. I had never had my wife over to my apartment because I left her in a terribly emotional, horrible way. Yes, so it was the first time having my
that's amazing though
wife and kid over to my apartment that we don't share for dinner, and I made pork chops.
Okay,
what was on the TV?
And who choked?
A-Team.
There was no A-Team on.
There was no choking on the pork chop.
Did you, spell out, I'm sorry, in peas
in
or
peas?
Anything?
Oh, that would have been genius. I was thinking about that because I, pushed a lot of stuff off the floor, so there's a lot of empty floor space to do those type of large arrangements. But no, I cooked broccoli instead of peas, so I kept messing up my lettuce.
Right, yeah, I know. Oh, Mikey.
What was your, did you have to go through your apartment and but G hangs out there, so it's not like.
No, G comes.
You've baby-proofed.
I baby-proofed the place already because I've had him over, but I didn't Adele-proof the place. So sure, I had to vacuum places that hadn't been vacuumed. Mm. I vacuumed the cabinets.
Nice.
Okay.
I cleaned off the ceiling fan.
That's a good one.
The ceiling fan is a gross thing.
Yeah, they get smushy yuck face.
Oh, my Lord. I mean, that sounds like somebody that I toured with in Japan, actually. Smushy yuck face.
Yuk-fachi. Yuk-fachi.
I wouldn't wish it on anybody else to have to clean ceiling fans, but it was really cathartic.
Well, yeah, once you know.
It felt good.
And then
you saw 5 years of dirty memories coming all back to you.
And I hadn't even lived there that long. I always cleaned up somebody else's memories. I scared.
But then when you touched it, did you get a zap
you're gonna have,
see the murder?
You're going to have a cup of coffee. You're going to get in the taxi. You're going to leave your coffee in the taxi.
The Trivial Psychic.
Christopher Walken.
Was it Trivial? What was the word?
Trivial Psychic.
Trivial Psychic.
That was it.
Very good. SNL sketch. Are you lost, or you know what you were talking about?
No.
Oh, no, I'm lost, but that's okay. Oh,
okay.
Christopher Walken's a guest, and he just, touches people, and all of a sudden he gets a view of a very boring part of their life.
Yeah, he's a psychic, but he's like, you'll find a great parking spot when you go to dinner tonight.
Yeah.
It's all really just mundane.
But the gravity with
and
which
the people
he tells
are like,
okay, thank you very much,
thanks,
I guess.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But he's real intense about it.
So for whatever reason, Gerard didn't want to listen to records. Usually his number one indoor sport at my house is putting on records and dancing.
Okay.
Country music.
And he's how old now?
2.5.
Whoa.
Very
crazy,
loquacious.
Right?
Highly loquacious kid.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to listen to records. He didn't want to listen to Prince. He was all mad. No, I don't want to listen to Let's Go Crazy. He ran over to the CD player and turned it off. But... And he didn't want applesauce, which I made with terrible apples. And He didn't want broccoli. So basically, he just wanted pork.
Well, I mean.
But we had a nice dinner overall, and nobody cried.
Well, it sounds like he didn't cry. It sounded like he cried because he didn't want to do anything.
He what? Yeah, till after they left.
Yeah.
He wasn't as cuddly as usual, but it's also like Thursday is a non-cuddly day for him because he goes to daycare and gets traumatized repeatedly.
Lori Beth, I told you earlier that I timeshare a dog, and it's a similar thing where when I go to Muppet's mom's house and I'm hanging out there, it just blows her mind. So I'm presuming it's sort of that same deal when mom's there, dad's there, and G is there. G's like, oh, was that part of it? Yeah, or no?
For sure. Yeah. This was a weird situation because the three of us had never been in my
and
apartment
together. For the first
together.
Time, yeah. So he's like, what?
Could be something. Happening?
Yeah, he didn't know how to react. But I was going to say, you didn't have sex with Muppet's mom to make Muppet, so it's kind of different.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was more of an internet search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To find Muppets. Well,
I have video that shows otherwise.
Somebody.
I wish Muppets
Jeremy
was here.
Jeremy Dogfucker Balin. That's what
okay.
We call him.
No. That's not where we're going.
That's what I call
it's not that. Let's not
it's
get that
going. Sea puker. Come on.
Yeah. If I'm anything, my grandfather was a sea puker.
Yeah.
My father was a sea puker.
It's Jeremy Balin, first of his name, breaker of metatarsals.
And buster of knees.
Buster of knees. I don't want you to become knee buster. Aww. I think that we should.
I want you to be buster of rhyme.
I want to.
That's fair.
Oh, that's very good.
Did you?
I can bust some rhymes. Let me know.
Did you go to urgent care? Did you go to?
Yeah, urgent care. Yeah.
Or did you go to really Methodist hospital?
No, I avoid that any hospital.
Aww.
It just takes. I've sat
Are you
there.
Living off the grid?
Yes. Yeah. They didn't have.
So why do you think he has his basement apartment?
He takes the SIM card. He takes a SIM card out of his phone every time after he's done making a phone call every single time.
What are Jeremy's requirements for an apartment? No windows.
I just need to be able to refill my water reservoir.
10 square yards of foil and a Faraday cage.
And one Muppet bed.
Oh, yeah.
Little baby. But yeah, I feel like I'm getting old and my body's starting to die and just wobbling around town. I was like, man, I was in the mood to like start playing basketball and get in shape and like get healthy. And now I can't walk.
Summertime. Time to sit back and unwind.
Oh, boy.
Well, if you need help, and if you can find them,
maybe you can hire
the ambulance team.
The ambulance that is still would be the A team. That's
yeah. Do you think I'm just?
I mean, LB is just not saying random shit. Okay, you have to pay. Actually, we have to pay her $50 for that now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good thing we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/Danny. And Mike,
if you have any, if you have anything to tell us, you could also let us know on our voicemail line.
What's that voicemail line?
347-470-8150 and leave us a message. Sometimes people call with their moms in the room or with friends.
Yeah, LB, if you ever can't get in touch with either Mike or myself, or I don't even know if you have Jeremy's text, his information.
We have a hotline you can always call us. Voicemails.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
people leave a lot of weird messages.
People do?
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
People, have you played them
people,
on the air?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I think that's why people go shticky. They go very shticky on there. They're like, ooh, it's my 15 minutes of fame. And we're like, well, dude, we've been living on our 15 minutes of fame for 25 years.
Talk about
so that 15
again?
Minutes that you're thinking you're going to get is
there are.
You know, 25% less than the
a drop in the bucket and
minutes.
Actually adding to your fame.
It's complimentary fame.
Is it complimentary?
Yeah.
They're fame adjacent at best.
Fame adjacent.
That's a.
That's the name of my folk band.
That's going on the list.
Fame adjacent. I'm going to live for a while.
Then you'll forget me. Bam.
Then I'll pop back.
Fame adjacent.
Cameo.
And I'll charge you $50 to say hello.
Has anybody tried to recruit you to Cameo to give people personalized messages?
Oh yeah, I've done a couple.
Did you go? Did you say you do Cameo?
At Cameo and what? What?
Did they sign you up for Cameo?
Just people are now saying we're going to have a central clearinghouse for personalized messages from celebrities.
Oh no, I have not been. I've just been individually.
Right. Someone will send you an email or get in touch with you and ask you to do something.
No, but
and
there's
the
now a repository of that stuff.
There's a clearing. There's a central clearinghouse.
Yeah, there's a place that people will go to be like,
Didn't you get iced tea to wish you a happy birthday?
No. No, but I've been to a couple weddings where people have now, like, you know, I went to a wedding where a buddy who's a big Redskins fan and he paid a bunch of Redskins players to say happy, wedding day.
Aww.
To him.
It sounds so much nicer in the Italian, though.
Yeah.
It is. It was just very sad. Like, hi, I'm Robert Griffin III. You may like me, you may not, but.
Like me or hate me.
I hope
me,
you guys getting married today.
Yeah.
Enjoy it.
I hope he didn't.
Go Skins.
I hope he didn't kneel down when he proposed. Oh, that is just an issue.
Jeremy couldn't kneel down if he wanted to.
Right?
I thought that's why I bruised it, is that I was at work just running around like an idiot and I would
at
kneel.
At work.
And I kneeled down on the boo-boo.
He was kneeling at work.
And so I readjusted on the kneecap and now the kneecap hurts. Yeah, I haven't taken the antibiotics yet, but I told you.
When were you prescribed them?
Last night.
Yesterday.
Okay, we'll take it. Do you need to take it with food?
Yes, one of them has to be with food.
Is it once a day you're supposed to take it?
Lori Beth is going into nurturing mode because she remembers me and my antibiotics.
I would completely
we'll always have
trust my health and life in your hands after hearing.
Are you going to take them?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I'll eat some dinner.
We'll eat dinner after this.
Yeah. This works.
Okay.
I like this.
Lori Beth, the week after you got into an accident in the same area, we ended up driving and LB drove me, I don't know, 7 hours each way?
Not that long, but it just felt that way.
So I trusted her with my life driving across.
Danny came out to do it was actually pretty crazy. Danny had come out to work on a project with me that still has no title.
Yeah, because
so
the title
we'll
that
it
is,
the, we'll just call it the Tonopah
Connection.
Yeah, we'll call it the Tonopah Connection for now. Tonopah is a small Nevada city.
Sure is.
But we drove like the next week. Literally.
Yeah, you were telling you.
We drove the exact same route.
Ooh.
We went, we had stopped on the way up to South Dakota. Where did I go? Lake Tahoe. South Lake Tahoe. On that trip, we had stopped on the first leg to eat at this really great barbecue restaurant in this little town and took pictures with the owner. I did with my boyfriend on that trip. We then, a week later, are driving the exact same route.
It's getting flashbacks from LB like, oh man, I remember this.
And
it was 45 minutes before I got into my accident.
Oh gosh.
Yeah.
As you approached the site.
Yeah. Oh no, I went, we'd stopped. It was morning though when we got to that town. That town was kind of a meetup for the company to like check in with each other. And then we ate breakfast and it was literally around the corner next door to the barbecue place that we'd eaten at.
I had to take pictures of you in front of it.
So I came back and I took a picture.
Scene
like,
of the
I
crime.
Ended up taking a picture of me in front of that sign with my fingers crossed, like, hope this one goes better. It was really strange. It was just like, all right, let's go back and do the exact same thing again.
Mm-hmm. But it won't suck this time.
Well, our paths diverged in the wood before we got to where.
Nice.
Yeah, thanks.
That was when I carried you.
Pretty classy.
There were only one set of footprints. Yeah.
I think that was Robert Frost, actually, or Walt Whitman.
It was Jesus Robert Frost.
Walt freaking Whitman.
It was a crossover.
Did Walt you get that Whitman. One?
I got that.
Okay, good.
Walt, damn you, Walt freaking.
I hate you, Walt freaking Whitman.
Wow, is that
unbelievable.
More?
Unbelievable.
Simpsons.
Yeah, I figured.
He's mad about being in New York.
You need to have a podcast.
No,
you need to have a podcast, LB.
I'm thinking about Walt Whitman being buried in Greenwood Cemetery. But,
oh, okay.
But it's because
he thinks it's his mother's grave.
He finds Mona's grave. He thinks it's
his mother's grave, Mona, and then he finally goes up there and it's Walt Whitman.
My father always told me that was.
Yeah. Mr. Simpson, maybe you should go up there.
There's really cool headstones in Greenwood, and the coolest ones are firefighters. They have like big statues of firefighters on top of them. Yeah,
I mean, not as neat as them not dying in a fire, but That's neat.
They don't all have to be died from a fire to be buried in the cemetery.
Oh yeah, they could be stabbed by a vengeful spouse or you know.
Or die sometimes of natural causes after a long heroic career.
Yeah, I like that.
You go down the fire pole the wrong way, it's not gonna be good for your head. Neck.
Do you know anybody who did that? Pussy crack? Oh, you said head, neck. I thought you said neck back.
Where did that come
I thought
from?
You said neck back.
Oh, neck back. Pussy crack
is the name of my autobiography.
I think we just...
The cover picture is salacious.
We just lost Tonopah.
Yeah.
Completely. It's Pahrump. Like, we still can hold on to Pahrump if we bring it back.
Yeah.
Think pussy crack, a photo, like the image just reminds me of the Black Crowes Amorica record.
See, I was gonna just say that. Motley Crue,
it's just a little pussy crack.
It's a little slit.
Oh gosh.
Okay. Well, since we got that on record,
go ahead.
Maybe
go ahead, Jeremy.
Maybe we go ahead and pay some bills. Give us a look on the Last Podcast Network, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Also on Patreon, patreon.com/DannyMikeWith. The and spelled out.
You wanted me to say the and spelled out, didn't you?
Also, I actually said that today. I hate when they say that because it's stupid because you can't put an ampersand in a fucking
web
domain.
Web 3.0. We're going to put some ands in there. We'll do it next time. Next time when we reboot the web, we'll put and ampersand.
You can't. You don't get ATNT.com. It's ATT.com because they can't use the ampersand.
It's at.
Oh, truth. Debt.
That's information that you never needed, but now you
never
have.
Needed, but now you know.
Yes.
You're welcome.
And they own HBO.
Lori Beth taught me a whole lot of stuff in my life. At least I can, you know, try to teach you one.
Lori Beth, you have some plugs for us because it's been wonderful hearing from you. And I know people want to hear more from you. So how can they hear from you? There's a Simpsons trivia night. Well, they will get destroyed by
you will get destroyed by Lori Beth Denberg try to get, or maybe once in a while someone will beat you, but I don't know how that was possible.
There was little hiccup.
Have been having a bad day.
We've had a couple bad days. There's
one of them days.
Depending on the question, there's a visual round. Round two is a visual round. And if they go away with that,
it's dignity, Luann. Exactly. God.
There's a way that they can do that round that really veers away from it actually being Simpsons trivia. So, you know, it's like, what are they referencing with this? And it's like, you know what I mean? So
you got to have this one. You got to have this one ready all the time.
I'm pretty good with that, but it irks the boyfriend. He's like, not Simpsons trivia. And I'm like,
it's pattern recognition, baby.
And that means a hand job on the ride home just to keep him happy.
Yeah, to distract him so he can work on me.
Into a snowbank.
Is he as good at the trivia really as you or no?
Oh, no, he's extremely good.
Okay.
He's extremely good.
Otherwise, the relationship wouldn't have lasted, I'm guessing.
It was a beautiful mind going back and forth.
Yeah, we
compliment
each other in our kind of niches. Mm-hmm. But, he's great.
Gotcha. And
he's a redhead, by the way.
Strong words from a strong
shout
woman.
Out to redheads everywhere.
Yes.
Twitter or something? What do you use? Twitter.
I
Instagram?
Have a Twitter. I have not put anything on Twitter. I have not. This is the exact same conversation we had the last time I was on your little show.
I'll just copy paste.
Whoa! You hear that on our little
Twitter,
show?
I have
here.
Instagram. Somebody asked me yesterday what my Instagram was, and I was like,
"Just look it up. I don't have to tell you.
I tried to sign into it, and it wouldn't let me.
No.
So I don't know.
Maybe somebody took your account.
Good luck to them. They're
if you're trying to get in touch with Lori Beth Denberg, just give her a call at 347-470-8150. And we'll relay the message for you.
You can still have me officiate your wedding.
Nice. Oh, yeah.
You can go to LoriBethDenberg.com or WedByLB.com, but one of those I let the domain run out.
So try both.
So I do need someone to help me recreate a website.
So if you're trying to get
If you're looking
Hitched,
for an officiant.
And you're looking for a good officiant.
A good officiant.
Then your prayers have been answered.
Right. Nice. But you have to try both of those websites, which they are again?
LoriBethDenberg.com.
Or WedByLB.
WedByLB.com.
I like that one.
Mike, if I had married you, you'd still be married.
I am still married. I'm just separated. I'm just separated.
You gotta keep them separated.
If I had the right officiant. Yeah, my officiant was like a city hall guy. Not the most memorable. Not the most memorable.
Yeah.
I had a Mennonite.
Also, it seems like maybe if you were a better person, you'd still be married.
I should have been more complete in body, mind,
and that's
soul.
Me saying that to someone I love forever.
Yes.
You heard it here, folks.
But I keep it real. I'll help you when you're sick, and I'll call you on your bullshit.
It's
a good person to know.
That is the best person to have.
Thanks, LB.
Yeah.
You can find this guy at DTamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli on the Insta, Michael's at Michael C. Morono on the Twits.
This is Jeremy Balin.
I am at Remy Balin on most things. Thank you all so much for tuning in. Check us out on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ DannyandMike.com. Oh my God.
What the hell?
Twitch.tv/
The Adventures
Danny and Mike.
www/ The Adventures of.
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
Lori Beth, this is. We're going to do this again very soon.
Thank
absolutely.
You. This is my favorite thing to do in the world now.
Woohoo! Thanks, LB. Thanks for coming through.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Morono. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Balin. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at